rest of the story. In our day, celebrity mania is understood and accepted, often reverently so. With each new star rising over Hollywood Boulevard, the odd, objectively amusing ritual is reenacted, strangers worshiping other strangers. So it's difficult for us to relate to that once upon a time when an actor, any actor, except on stage, was unwelcome anywhere, even a dead actor. In the America of 1870, polite society looked upon actors as sideshow freaks. To view them in their cage, the stage, was acceptable. To invite them into your home was unthinkable. So when actor George Holland died, with no family to conduct his funeral service, it became the sad responsibility of his friend and colleague Joseph Jefferson. Jefferson himself was a renowned thespian of his day, much respected in theatrical circles, but those circles did not extend to the rest of the world, not even to churches. And that's the lesson Joe Jefferson learned. Far from the theater and the applause, grieving on the eve of his friend's death, as he entered a church in Midtown Manhattan with his hat in his hand. In the dim light of the church office, the pastor smiled, rose from his desk. "You're Joseph Jefferson, aren't you?" Joe nodded as the pastor acknowledged a particular performance at the Winter Garden. The pastor was still smiling until Joe interrupted to explain why he had come. His friend had passed away that night. Might services, the next day or so, be conducted in this church? And who was the friend, the pastor asked. It was George Holland, a fellow actor. On the stage, he was beloved. He'd given so many people so much pleasure. His funeral should be a special one. That's when the pastor quietly, firmly informed Joe that the church did not, as a rule, accept stage people. Certainly neither to be married nor to be buried. It just wasn't done. Surely Mr. Jefferson understood. As Jefferson turned to go, the pastor offhandedly made a suggestion. The little church a block or so down the street and to the right, they did that sort of thing. What was it called? The Church of the Transfiguration. Well, Joe didn't thank the pastor, but he did walk down the block and turn the corner and visit the other little church, and there the pastor greeted him warmly, without any reservation. He agreed to conduct funeral services for George Holland. And since that day, bishops and deans, priests, judges, physicians and financiers, actors and actresses, the distinguished and the undistinguished, the common and the uncommon, have been paid their last tributes at the Church of the Transfiguration. For such was the sympathetic publicity in 1870, following the funeral of an actor, that the world has since forgotten that other actors left their churches to join this one, and the Church of the Transfiguration was itself transfigured from anonymity to sublime respectability. Now, if you should travel to New York, there to visit the church on East 29th Street, your request for directions will be best understood if you identify it by its informal title, the title derived from those first directions given to Joseph Jefferson by the pastor of a then socially acceptable church. For the church Joe had first turned to, then to be turned away, nobody remembers. The Church of the Transfiguration, the little church around the corner, became famous, became known as the little church around the corner. And now you know the rest of the story.